In 1872, Anthony and a group of women marched into a polling place in Rochester, New York, and cast their votes in a presidential election. The women were arrested and fined. Finally, in 1878, after 6 more years of protests, a women's suffrage amendment was introduced in Congress. Congress did not pass the women's suffrage amendment in 1878. Still, the amendment was reintroduced in every session of Congress for the next 40 years. Suffragist leaders, such as Carrie Chapman Catt, traveled across the country giving speeches and organizing workers. Catt led a suffrage army of 1 million volunteers. She used the media to spread her arguments. Newspapers and magazines were able to reach a large amount of people. In 1920, these efforts paid off. Congress passed the 19th Amendment, which guarantees every adult woman the right to vote. On August 26, 1920, the states approved this amendment. Here is what the 19th Amendment to the Constitution says. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged, limited, by the United States or by any state on account of sex.